Father, we confirm that you are in the center of it all. We confirm, Lord, that you are the greatest, that you are the mightiest, and that you are the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Lord, continue to take preeminence. Father, continue to take preeminence. Thank you, everlasting God. And as we come before you today, Lord, we ask that you will speak to us and that your word will bring testimonies. It will bring healing. It will bring salvation unto our Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. You can take your seats. Let me start by announcing that Reverend Bola Dalege has gone to a retreat. That's why he's not in church today. I think Pastor Olumide Ramola is also with him. So it's not as if he has traveled out of the country. He will be back later in the day, and he will be around for the rest of the week. Let me also join every other one to congratulate Mama Aladegbaye again. And I have my reasons for wanting to do that. Because on Tuesday, when Mama was 80, my mother-in-law was also 93. On the same day. And I looked at the life of these two great grandmas. I saw all the encomiums from everyone on Facebook, on the internet, evidence of success. Great children, wonderful grandchildren, successful great grandchildren for both of them. And I begin to ask myself, what equipped these great grandmas for this good work? What prepared them along the line of their lifetime, and still counting, for this great success? What? I found the answer in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 3. And I want you to go there with me. 2 Timothy 3. And I'll read verse 15 and 17. New King James. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17 says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. In fact, in New Living Translation, that verse 17 says, God used it, meaning the scripture, to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Success or good work is when opportunity meets preparation. I repeat, success, or what we call good work, is when opportunity meets preparation. So what God is saying to you and I today is, be prepared for good works. The title of the message today is, be prepared for good works. Be prepared for success. To be equipped for success, to be equipped for good work, is to be full of faith in Christ Jesus, is to be a disciple of Christ, is to be an apprentice of God. To let the Holy Scripture direct your thoughts, your words, and your action. I like the word apprenticeship. I like the meaning of apprenticeship. I like the practice of apprenticeship. You know what apprentice means? It means learning a trade, or learning a career, or learning a profession, or even learning a behavior under another person by practice. Not only just by listening, but by practice. You learn by doing. You watch and you do. That's what is called apprenticeship. You are not only going to be inspired by the person. You are not only going to be motivated by the person. It's not only that you are going to say, this person is my mentor, and you are motivated by him. No. You are also going to be practicing until perfection what the person does. I'm talking of apprenticeship. If you ask Brother Uzora, he will tell you what apprenticeship means. How the Igbos in Nigeria have perfected and made a great trademark on apprenticeship, that people even outside the country learns it from them. Elisha was an apprentice of Elijah. And I think Elisha did double what Elijah did. Double the miracle, more profound miracle than Elijah did. Timothy was an apprentice of Paul. No wonder Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 10 to 14, and the Message version I read, he says, you have been a good apprentice to me, a part of my teaching, my manner of life, my direction, my faith, my steadiness, my love, my patience. You have been part of my trouble, my suffering, suffering along with me in all the grief I have put up with in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and you have also well known that God rescued me. Anyone who wants to live all out of Christ is in for a lot of trouble. There is no getting around it. Unscrupulous con men will continue to exploit the faith. They are as deceived as the people they lead astray. As long as they are out there, things can only get worse. But don't let it faz you. Stick with what you learn and believe, sure of the integrity of your teachers. When you are an apprentice, you will go through several tribulations. And this is what Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, that you have been a good apprentice. And if you go into the life of Timothy in the Bible, you see how much he became equipped for the success that followed his life. God confirmed that Caleb was a good apprentice of Moses. And of course, by extension, a good apprentice of God. Numbers 14, 24. Numbers 14, verse 24, New King James Version, says, "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it." He followed God by following Moses, obeying Moses' instruction, staying in the faith. Believing strongly in the future. In today's language, we will say Caleb pictured the future. He pictured his own future in the scripture. So he featured. And his children blew. That's the way the younger ones of today will say it. That he pictured his future in the scripture, and he featured, and of course not only him, his children. So he was able to follow Christ, follow God, by following Moses' instruction. An apprentice followed fully. You know the story of how a journey of 40 days became a journey of 40 years. Brethren, be equipped for success. Be an apprentice. Let us talk about how to be equipped. Don't let us waste too much time about all the examples. They are all around us. They are all around us. If you talk to Mama Ladigbaye, she will tell you the story of her life. She will tell you how this that I have said so far, how the scripture has directed her actions, her thoughts, her every way of her life. So examples abound. In the Bible, in real life, of how to stay and allow the scripture. Now let's go into a few ways of how to be equipped for success. How to activate a different spirit. How to stay despite all that is happening around, how not to be distracted. Because it is important that we succeed. Number one, go to God. Follow God fully. I've said it today. He is the greatest. He's the omnipotent, he's the omnipresent, he's the dependable God. See God in every situation. Do not see men. Even when you are an apprentice to a man, see beyond him. Caleb was an apprentice to Moses, but he saw God, and God recognized Caleb. See God in every situation. Don't see any other God. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In the power of God. God is dependable. So follow him fully. When everyone forsake you, do not worry. Go to the greatest Father. He will take care of you. That's Psalm 27 verse 10. He will take care of you. Lay your worries before him, particularly when you are going through concerns. Put it at his feet. Go to him fully in every situation. Don't keep the problem in your head. Don't keep analyzing it. Analysis will lead to paralysis. It will paralyze your mind. Put it at God's feet. Take it to God. So that you can wake up every morning fresh and thank God. Despite the problem. Follow him fully. Caleb did. Elisha did. Timothy did. And as you know, Anna did. So that is number one. Number two, see the promise. See the promise. God said, I will bring him to the land where he went. So Caleb went to this land and he saw the beautiful land. That flows with milk and honey. Of course, he saw giants there. He saw great positives. But there was a few negatives. He didn't bother about the negatives. He was singing the song of the positive. He was looking at the promise. This is the land the Lord has promised. And the Lord said, yes, that's what I'm going to give him. So what land did you go to? What promise did God give you? What vision did you see about yourself? What did you understand God was going to do for you? How much of that are you keeping in your view at all times? How much of that are you seeing in every situation? To what extent are you keeping that constantly in your view, that you will make it, that you will be successful, that you will be promoted? At any point in time, did you see the future of yourself and your family? Jeremiah 29:11. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. I'd said it here before. Long time ago. They sent me on an errand with an auntie's car. Then I stopped by in UCH and picked my girlfriend, who is now my wife today, to go on the errand. And somewhere along the line at Ojuni, I looked at myself and looked at her and I said, one day in the future, you and I will be sitting like this in my own car. So what future are you seeing about yourself?
Because unless you see it, you cannot have it.
Elisha saw a double portion before asking for it. He saw a double portion. Today, somebody touched a very interesting topic upstairs. Brother Adeko, Apostle, Apostle Babalola of CAC died at 56. His apprentice, Babajide, died at 112, exactly double the age. For a very long time, that issue was a very subtle discussion among the CAC, because Babajide was right-hand person of Babalola, and it took the CAC to the level that Babalola never thought of. What promise do you see about your life? Caleb and Joshua saw victory. They saw prosperity. They saw satisfaction. They saw beauty. They saw peace. Of course, they were the one who eventually got to the promised land. Every other person who said no, it was the giant that we were seeing, they didn't get there. They perished in the wilderness. Please, say the crown. Don't look at the cross. See the success. Don't look at the failure. You will succeed. I say you will succeed. You will be significant. In Jesus' mighty name. Number three. Delete the doubt. Erase the doubt. There's always a creeping voice that keeps saying it is not possible. Say to it, it is possible. That voice will always come. It is not going to happen. Say it is a lie of the devil. It will happen. And it will happen in your life in Jesus' name. Tell that voice, God has promised, he will never fail. He doesn't fail. James 1:6, ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. You see, our life is like a computer. Our life is like a computer. There is hardware, all of this case, wires, buttons. But there's a software inside, which is the program, and that's our mind. The body can be very big. The buttons can be very big. The wires can be a lot. If the software is not powerful, the system will not do much. But if the computer is small and the software is powerful, it can do exploits. It can do exploits. So, this is an iPhone. I sat beside somebody some time ago.
And I said, somebody was speaking, and the person suddenly heard me said, "Hello, there's somebody is speaking here. There's a message. I will call you back later." And then he said, "Prof, who are you speaking with?" I said, "No, I have a phone call." "Phone call? How?" "Prof, are you sure?" He didn't see me with an eyepiece. He didn't see me come up with a phone. He never imagined that there's a phone on an iPhone. What I'm saying to you is that your mind is very, very powerful software. And you cannot afford it to be polluted by a virus. Because no matter how powerful the software in the computer is, if a virus gets in, it will destroy it and it will not be able to do all the things it's supposed to do. The virus is the doubt. If it creeps into your mind and tells you it is not possible, you will not be able to do many things. It depresses you. It confuses you. It misdirects you. It pollutes every situation. It brings negative thoughts. It brings negative actions. You need to erase it because it brings diversion. And at times it comes with special advisors. There are people we call special advisors. They see you in an apprenticeship, they say, "Oh, that's what you are doing. Oh, it's beneath you. You shouldn't be doing that. Oh, there are better ways to do it." Don't mind them, oh. Hey, don't mind them, oh. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. Remember, God asked Adam, "Who told you you are naked?" That is the doubt. That is the kind of virus that gets into the mind. Romans 12 verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So, the moment you see any of those doubts, press the delete button. Press the delete button. Delete the virus. Delete the virus. Let's take the last one. Insist and persist. Insist and persist. You see, with God, the promise will always come to pass. It may tarry, but it will happen. Because God knows the appropriate time. It knows the time you should have it, that it will be appropriate for you. Psalm 40, verse 1, New King James says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry." Don't take delay to mean denial. So don't divert. Don't, because you may just be at the point at which it was going to happen, and then you divert and miss it. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Anna insisted. But the Israelites suffered and in fact perished for not insisting and persisting along with Caleb and Joshua. The Israelites did the same thing. When Moses, as far as they were concerned, stayed too long on the mountain, they went and made small gods for themselves. They suffered consequently. Apprenticeship takes time. Apprenticeship takes time. You know, I have one or two challenges with some young people that I pray for all the time. My prayer is always for you to have a start and a finish. Ability to be able to stay true. Because apprenticeship is not a dash. It's a marathon. It's not 100 meters dash. Round one, round two, round three, round four, round five, round six. And if you're along the line, you get tired, you lose everything. Maybe the end game is round 10. If you stop at round 9, you are back to start. That ability to be able to insist and persist and win at last. That is extremely important. And when you are serving God, when you want to be equipped fully, when you want that preparation to become part and parcel of you, there is a point in time at which you will need to go through that process, complete it, and then it becomes so easy, you can then sit back and dance like Mama Ladegbaye and dance like my mother-in-law and dance like many other people at their old age who looks back now and say, Momore, Eku Ito Jumi. I mean, ask Mama Ladegbaye to come and dance 20 times, she will continue to. And my prayer is that each and every one of us will go to a ripe old age in happiness, in joy, with great success. Let me conclude by saying, number one, let God's promise rule your heart. Be equipped by the Holy Scripture so that your words and your actions will enable you to inherit the promise. Caleb did just that. Elisha did just that. You can do the same. Let us pray. Jesus. Jesus. The one you say has come to worship you. The
Jesus, Jesus, the one you blessed has come to worship you, the one you blessed, the one you blessed has come to worship you. The one you blessed, the one you blessed has come to worship you. The one you blessed, the one you blessed has come to worship you.
Today I want you to ask God to do a new thing in this new month in your life. Ask God to equip you for success today. Reflect on what you have had. Once you have had, twice, thrice, you have ruminated on it. Ask God to strengthen your special spirit. The one you bless has come to
worship you. Oh, the one you bless, the one you bless has come to worship you. The one you blessed, the one you blessed has come to worship you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Brethren, I decree and declare that all hopeless situations in your life will have joy.
Amen.
All dry bone situations, there will be restoration.
Amen.
There will be resurrection.
Amen.
Friends, in this month you will celebrate. You will be celebrated.
Amen.
For your expectations, there will be proclamations at all times.
Amen.
I ask that you go in the power of God and in the authority of the Almighty God.
Amen.
You will succeed. You will be successful.
Amen.
You will be significant.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.